With good taste and a little music that tastes good this evening.
First song we're going to do is called Sardis.
This is a real good hand clapping song for everybody that's getting a little fidgety sitting out there, you know. Just want to start clapping your hands, get warmed up.
Thank you.
Hey, go over to Sardis. I learned that piece when I was about 8 years old. And now I'm playing it. Before I used to play it, well, I forgot.
We're going to do a song now that was written by a man called Jerry Jeff Walker a couple years back, and well, you don't even know what it is yet. And
you can clap anyway. Though.
Thank you. And Nitty Gritty Dirt Band did as Mr. Bojangles. It's about this. Some of you have probably seen Mr. Bojangles if you used to watch the old Shirley Temple movies. He's the guy that used to do all the dancing on the Shirley Temple shows. You know, I can't remember, Good Ship Lollipop or something like that. Some of you remember. Somebody remember it's over there, right?
Behind these county bars, 'cause I've
Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. He's a good man. He's a good man.
Thank you.
I love that song. It's really nice. I heard a real good, let me just tell it. Larry.
What?
I like to eat seafood.
We all like to eat seafood, huh?
No, I really like to eat seafood. You know why?
Why do you like to eat seafood?
Because when I see food, I eat it.
Okay. Seafood combo.
Moving
seafood.
Right along.
Okay.
We have one more song we'd like to do for you. This one's a song written by the band from, it's called Daniel and the Sacred Harp. It's sort of a song about somebody who wants something real bad, and then they finally get it, and then they find out, you know, things aren't that good.
It's good.
Father unto son, and may not be
hill, blew across a meadow like a whippoorwill. Played out his harp just for time to pass, but as he looked to the ground, he noticed no shadow did he cast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But I think I'm going to do a few that I did this afternoon and maybe change another one around. This first one is one has a lot to do, I guess, with America's history. I don't really know. The auctioneer. We got five out of it, and out of what you gonna get for it? Oh, blah, 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 boys. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma. She told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at that local auction barn. Well, he'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer talks so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die. I've got to learn that auction cry. Gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. Gotta fight out of it and out of. Give me 25 and say, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do it, give me 30, do it, give me $30 bills. We gotta fight out of it and out of. Give me 25 and say, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do it, give me $35 on. He did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. You'd often find him behind the barn just working up an auction yarn. He tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pa said, son, we just can't stand to have a Medicare man auctioning off things that are good name. Said, I'll send you off to auction school, and you will be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. Fight out of it and out of. Give me 25 and say, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do it, give me 30, do it, give me $30 bill. We got to fight out of it and out of. Give me 25 and say, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do it, give me $35 bill. Now from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool, and he came home a full-fledged auctioneer. If people come from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts so full of happy cheer. Fame was known from shore to shore. He had all that he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let's pause and give this man a hand. He's the best hillbilly auctioneer. Got a fight out of it and out of. Give me 25 and say, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do it, give me 30, do it, give me $30 bill. Got a fight out of it and out of. Give me 25 and say, give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, do it, give me $35. Yes, we sold that hog for $55 bill. Thank you. This next one is a really slow one by Dolly Parton. And it's really, I guess, an honest song, but it's emotional. It's called I Will Always Love You. If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. memories. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. You kind, and I hope that you have all you've ever dreamed of. I'm bringing rain. I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, before the rain comes really hard. And this is called Y'all Come. If y'all were here this afternoon, you know you've got a part in it. And when I say y'all come, y'all go, y'all come, real loud and shout and jump and holler and everything else. Okay. When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll always come to see you and never, never leave you, not saying y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come, y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come to see us now and then. We got kin folks coming, and they're coming by the dozen. They're eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner, but you'll still hear. Y'all come, y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come to see us now and then. Now Grandma's wishing that they'd come out to the kitchen and help her do the dishes right away. But they all started leaving, even though she's a-grieving. You'll still hear Grandma say, y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, oh, you all come to see us now and then. Yes, you all come to see us when you can. Thank you, you're great.
Now, I don't think it's...
Baby, oh, he won't go to sleepy, oh.
with the baby, oh. What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. Tell his daddy when he comes home. Tell his daddy when he comes home. Tell his daddy when he comes home. I get it won't blue his chicken bone. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do with the baby, oh? He won't go to sleepy, oh. Well, the old folks know I like sugar in the coffee, oh.
The little old log cabin by the lane. This is a story like any other story. There are two sides to it. This is... Well, that's the way it is. Well, there are three sides. There's the right side, the wrong side, and my side. But this is a story about courting, or about marriage, when I was single. But there's a, let's say, the two sides. There's a man's version and the women's version. We'll be polite. We'll let the men go first.
Ready.
When I was single, oh then, oh then, when I was single, oh then, when I was single, my pockets did jingle, and I wish I was single again.
When I was single, when dressed all so fine,
take warning from this this. Young men, take warning from this. Be good to the first, 'cause the last is much worse, and you'll wish you were single again. When I was single, oh then, oh then, when I was single, oh then, when I was single, my pockets did jingle, and I wish I was single.
That was great. Let's...
Get you a copper kettle. Get you a copper coil, fill with new-found corn mesh, and never more you'll toil. You'll just lay there by the juniper, while the fires burn bright. Watch them jugs a-filling, 'neath the pale moonlight. Build your fire with hickory, ash, or wood. Don't use no green or rotten wood, they'll catch you by the smoke. You just lay there by the juniper, while the fires burn bright. Watch those jugs a-filling, 'neath the pale moonlight. My daddy made corn whiskey, granddad made it too. We ain't paid no whiskey tax since 1792. We just lay there by the juniper, while the fires burn bright. Watch them jugs a-filling, 'neath the pale moonlight. You copper kettle, may you never stop. Keep that whiskey going, drop, drop, drop.
Several hundred years ago, there was, or is said to have been, a Scottish pirate by the name of Henry Martin. This is an American song about him, and like a great many American folk songs, it's also a Scottish song and an English song. Henry Martin.
Musical microphones.
There were three brothers in merry Scotland. In Scotland there lived brothers three. And they did cast lots which of them should go, should go, should go, for to turn robber on all the salt sea.
The lot it fell upon Henry Martin, the youngest of all the three, that he should turn robber on all the salt sea,
salt sea, salt sea, for to maintain his two brothers and he. Hello, hello, cried Henry Martin, what makes you sail so high? I'm a rich merchant ship bound for fair London town, London town, London town. Will you please for to let me pass by?
Oh no, cried Henry Martin, that thing it never can be. For I have turned robber on all the salt sea, salt sea, salt sea.
For to maintain my two brothers and me. Bad news to old England came, bad news to fair London town. There's a rich merchant vessel, and she's cast away, cast away, cast away. And with all of her merry men drowned.
If you like a song, you ought to be able to sing it almost any time you want to. I see it's dark, but we're still going to do one we like called Early One Morning.
Early one morning, just as the sun was rising, heard a maiden singing in the valley below. Oh, don't deceive me, please never leave me. How can you use a poor maiden so? Gay are the gardens and red are the roses, cold from the garden to bind upon my brow. Oh, don't deceive me, please never leave me. How can you use a poor maiden so? Thus sang the maiden, her sorrow bewailing. Thus sang the poor maid in the valley below. Oh, don't deceive me, please never leave me. How can you use a poor maiden so? Here now she wanders, alone as she wanders. Why did he leave her to sigh and complain? Oh, don't deceive me, please never leave me. How can you use a poor maiden so?
While Mike Casnia is getting the psaltery over here, I'll give you a one-minute history of the Caney Forkers. First of all, we are named for a stream called the Caney Fork River in the eastern part of Middle Tennessee. Several years ago, I was teaching in the English department there. My wife-to-be, Betty, was a graduate assistant in the English department. Mike and Jeanette were students at Tennessee Tech. Now, Mike and Jeanette are married. They beat us to it. Mike is a biologist in Baltimore with the Federal Food Inspectors. Jeanette is a geologist with the Corps of Engineers. Betty has been busy producing someone that you see running around the stage right here, and busy producing someone else at the moment. And as you can see, it's rather hard for our group to get back together. But we did succeed by way of drives from Indiana, by way of Tennessee, night flights from Baltimore to Jacksonville, by way of Atlanta, and so forth. So here we are, and here's the psaltery, and here's Mike to tell about it.
Very magical thing happened at the Fox Hollow Festival this year. Mr. Beers, who had been to this festival quite a few times in the past and is quite a highlight of it. Anyway, at the Fox Hollow Festival, we had a get together of most of the psaltery players in the United States. This is something that Bob Beers had wanted to do or have arranged for quite a while, and it finally happened 2 years after his death. And it was sort of a sad occasion for everyone there. There was 12 of us that showed up that are in different stages of learning how to play a psaltery that Mr. Bob Beers had started many years ago as he toured the country with his psaltery. We went over very different types of techniques and things like that, most of which were just derivations of what Bob Beers had done. And even though it was a sad occasion, I can say that there were some happy moments. We did learn a lot, although there was a lot of reminiscing about Bob Beers there. And as Cousin Thelma can attest to, the Fox Hollow Festival, even though it is sad without Bob Beers there, is livening up. And even though I've only been playing this for about 4 months, I'll play a little bit of it just to say there was a psaltery at the Florida Folk Festival. Okay, we'll play To the Pines.
To love my love doth lie to me. Tell me, where were you gone last night? You say in the pines where the sun never shines, and you shivered when the cold winds blow. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shivered when the cold winds blow. Now don't you see that turtle dove flying from tree to tree? She's searching for her own true love, just as I searched for thee. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shivered when the cold winds blow.
For many years, Bob Beers was the only soldier.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to be with you tonight. Hope it doesn't rain before we get through. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, but I never lost 1 minute of sleep, worried about the way things might have been.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
If you come down to the river, bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, though you got no money. People on the river are happy to give.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce some members of the group to you very quickly. On my left on the fiddle, from Jacksonville, Florida, Buddy Harvey. On rhythm guitar, my father, Claudie Johns. And a new face you haven't seen, but the best bass player I've ever seen, Chris Gunn. And of course, my name's Skip Johns. I'd like to slow things down just a little bit right now. Do one called Mary Ann. There's a girl on my mind I can't get over, who'd break the heart of any man. Without her, things just fall to pieces. Lord, I'm singing about my Mary Ann.
So I'll just keep pulling at my gray hairs, live in hope someday she'll understand. It's no matter if I live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Mary Ann.
Well, I know she's out there somewhere in a world that can't be found. Just to think of her still tears me down. And if teardrops were pennies, I'd be a wealthy man. From the tears I've cried for Mary Ann.
So I'll just keep pulling at my gray hair. Understand, it's no matter if I live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Mary Ann. It's no matter if I live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Mary Ann.
about as slow as we get, folks. Fixing to pick it up right now. This is one called My Walking Shoes Don't Fit Me Anymore. Okay, we're going to do one more for you now. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow night. And we'll be back Sunday. So, until we see you again tomorrow, this is Skip Jones speaking for everybody, saying good night just for a little while. And we're going out one called Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I believe.
I can't take full credit for Lenora. Somebody told me about her. And I heard her and I said, that's good. So we'll back her up. Okay, the next one she's going to do for you is an old one by John Denver. It's called Take Me Home Country Road.
Thank you. coach, take me home to the place I belong.
Okay, the last one Lenore's gonna do for him is one by Bob Dylan. It's one I get to play the guitar on, right? This one's called Blowing in the Wind. Had a little mechanical failure back here. Okay, I'm out of jokes. Come on. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
castle shows. Times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, then I'll go down now, don't you see, 'cause I got them
I've done so much laughing and talking and singing off the stage today. It's been terrific. It's kind of a reunion, old home week. You get together at festivals and see people you haven't seen in years and years and years. And one of those people is a superb performer that I'd like to ask out here to sing a couple songs with me, Jackie McGowan. And there she comes. Okay, we'll stand up for this one. Ever since I first learned this song, I have sung it with Jackie, and I haven't seen her in about 2 years, and every time I've tried to sing it without her, I keep hearing the other part somewhere in the back of my head. So now you'll get to hear the whole thing put together.
We hope. It's been 2 years, so be patient.
It's called High Wind Over Joy.
There's a
bye.
I'm going home.
Barbara's too modest to tell you, but she wrote that song. How about that? In a hurricane. It's a windy song. No.
That, right. Yeah. This is a song that Guy Carawan preserved from the singing of the Moving Star Hall Singers in the Georgia Sea Islands. And it's called Ain't You Gotta Write. And it's a two-part song, and Jackie's going to be doing the second part.
And you're going to help.
Which is your
right?
part, and she's going to be leading you all. And all you do is sing exactly what I sang after I sing it.
Almost.
Sort of.
Yeah. Pay attention. That's a nice song.
Ain't you got a right to the tree of life?
And that's how it goes. Try it. Ain't you got a right?
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 Ain't you got a right to the tree of life?
You
got a right to the tree of life.
I know that you're tired. I know that you're tired.
I know that you're tired.
And ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right to the tree of life?
So rocky was the road.
Rocky was the road.
Well, ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life? Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right? Tree of life.
My life will be sweeter.
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 Well, ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right to the tree of life?
Now sing it. Ain't you got a right?
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 Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
Hey. Thank you.
Now that we got you warmed up singing, I'd like to sing one more and get you to help me with it. As I get my strap out from my glasses. Don't wear my glasses when I'm singing because I can't hear what I'm doing with them on. Okay. This one is called I've Been Working on the New Railroad. And it's got a real easy chorus to it. Sounds hard at first, but it's not. It goes like this. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my John Henry, and he's so hard to please. Well, I've been all around this world. Now that's the chorus. Try it. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. Digging for Big John Henry, and he's so hard to please. Well, I've been all around this world. Thank you, all five people. Let's pick up six or seven more on the next chorus. Well, I once had me a big gray horse, and Darrow was his name. I once had me a big gray horse, and Darrow was his name. But I got caught making whiskey, and I had to leave my claim. Been all around this world. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. Digging for Big John Henry, you know he's so hard to please. Well, I've been all around this world. Well, where'd you get that pretty red dress and the shoes you wear so fine? Where'd you get that pretty red dress and the shoes you wear so fine? Got my dress from a railroad worker, my shoes from a driver in the mine. I've been all around this world. And I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. Digging for Big John Henry, and he's so hard to please. Well, I've been all around this world. Well, when you go out a fishing, better take you a hook and line. When you go out a fishing, you better take you a hook and line. When you go a courting, better not look behind. Working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. I've been working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. Digging for Big John Henry, and he's so hard to please. Well, I've been all around this world. Thank you.